Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for October 28th, 2023. We're going to look at some interesting questions this week, and I think I am able to help not only the person who is questioning, but those of you who listen, and I am very grateful that you do. This question comes from Carrie. I don't know Carrie. He lives in, he says, Southern California, so that's the extent of what I know. Sometimes when people write, they tell me where they're from, and sometimes they don't. And it's all right if you don't. You know, it's fine with me. I have no problem with that. But it's always interesting to me where you come from and where I'm reaching. His question is, life is impossible, he says. How do I live in it in an impossible manner? Or in an impossible dream, or just impossible, Carrie, I didn't understand what you meant by an impossible manner, but we'll go on, okay? And maybe I'll be able to cover this. There's an old Zen story that I have always loved and found to be very true about everything. The little Zen monk asked the master, "Master, why is it so difficult to practice Zen in this world?" And the little monk was very confused and thinking of quitting even. And the old master looked at him and said, "Because, dear one, it must pass through you. The reason my life is difficult, the reason anyone's life is difficult, yours too, Carrie, is because it must pass through us. It is the ego, the vanity, the pride, the instincts, the genetic impulses, the genetic dispositions. Think of this little chat I'm going to have with you for the next, 8 minutes, is going to be listened to by Carrie. All of the things that Carrie was taught, all the things Carrie believes in, all the things that his ego implements inside of him, the things that are purported to him through his genetics, his DNA. How am I going to get through? How is anything going to get through? There are so many barriers to everything. Everything that would, let's say, offer to you a new way of living, a different manner of life itself, how would you be able to understand anything? How do you understand anything? It has to go through so many rooms to get to whatever assumption and presumption and conclusion you might come to. So the difficulty isn't in life. Life is simply what it is. It is that which is, and then you and I go into this living, into this world, and we purport life as an interpretation from our genetic, in my opinion, disabilities. So the more I listen, let's say in my case, to Greg, and I allow him to coach me and tell me, well, you should turn left here, should turn right there, go straight there, no reverse, no, don't do that, do this, it's not your fault, it's their fault. The more I do this kind of stuff inside of me, the more I make trouble for myself, and I never think of looking at life from the point of view of how did I interpret it? What was it that I did to interpret any given situation? And my mind is, as a Gregory, so small, so minuscule, so petty, so pedestrian, parochial, that, you know, anything that Greg would come up with wouldn't be very smart, wouldn't be very kind, wouldn't be in the nature of Zen at all. It would just be what it is, Greg's opinion. So you've got to look at your life from a different point of view. What is it that you're looking at life from and interpreting it from? Carrie, until there is a more, shall we say, meditative stance within us, until we are willing to awaken ever so slightly and start to step away from our genetic heritage, our ability to understand life or to understand a situation, a condition that is before us, is going to be very, very frustrating and darn right impossible. Whatever is before you in your eyes is within you. That's my little motto. Whatever's before me is within me. So how do I look at any given situation? You're calling it life is impossible and difficult in your little email to me, and I appreciate the email, but it really isn't. It's just life. It's just life bestowing upon me something that I am misinterpreting and not really understanding. And it can be a matter of consequence. Something that is happening to us, something that is before us that we're dealing with, is typically a matter of consequence. So it is how I've lived my life. It has to do maybe with some karma, something that I need to, shall we say, understand, delve into, realize. And if I do that, if I'm able to do that, if I'm willing to do that, then I can do something magnificent with whatever is before me because it's within me. And my closing remarks to you here are not going to be fun. We all live in assumption and presumption. We don't really live very well within ourselves at all. And most of the things that we do in our life or assume that we're doing is based in heredity that you really don't want to live from and by. You're living from the impulses of your human emotions. And these things dictate vengeance, pride, vanity, all sorts of things that we think of as the norm. And as long as I think in the norm in that way, I'm never going to have any kind of crucial moment where I awaken to the fact of what I'm really doing and not what I'd like to believe I'm doing. So, Carrie, this is a very important thing. When you start to meditate, if you ever start to meditate, and you back away from your genetics, from this idea of having a self, from this idea that maybe you think you could be in control of your life or that you can handle your life or whatever is coming towards you, or you're overwhelmed by your life. It isn't your life that you're overwhelmed by, because your life is beautiful. Your life is perfect. There is a great wisdom in this life. No, no. I have to back off. You have to back off from my case, Greg, your case, Carrie, and no longer listen to them, but to listen to that still small voice within you. And there is a still small voice in everyone. Life, true life, is trying to help me. And if you are quiet enough, if you are sincere enough, you will hear the voice that's trying to help you. It's trying to bring you to love. Every situation is an opportunity for a great love to emerge from you. And if you are interested in that love at all, and you don't confine it to your emotions and passions and the beliefs you have about what's right and wrong, good and bad, if you can go beyond that ever so slightly, you will start to see new options. And you will realize, life isn't against me. I am interpreting it. And the more I interpret it through my vanity, my pride, my ego, my small-mindedness, my pettiness, my vengeance, the more it becomes difficult. And as you called it, impossible. That's really what it's all about. How impossible is Carrie? That's something for you to determine. If you need more help, you know Carrie, you can always get a hold of me. I gave you my number. Thank you for listening, those of you who are listening. And Carrie, thank you for your kind question. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.